Welcome back to the third episode of Grace in the Grind.
Hi, guys. We're so thankful that you guys are listening again. We made it to the third episode.
That is crazy.
Three is a big number.
It is a big number.
It's like we're pros by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my name's Anna Entz.
And my name's Bailey Cruzy.
And we're currently just chilling in the podcast studio on campus. And we have a pretty exciting show for you guys today, I think.
Yeah. Today, we're going to kind of go over being still and what exactly it means to be still and just kind of wait on the Lord and his timing.
Yeah.
We're just going to kind of go a lot more in depth on what that means.
It's a very hard topic, especially for me. I would say this is something that the Lord has really been working on my heart these past few months. And even just this past week when our to-do lists get super busy and we don't spend time with him, like, it's super hard.
Yeah. And I feel like it's not talked about enough. I mean, people tell you to be still and wait on his timing, but they don't
mean?
Yeah, they don't tell us how. And so that's kind of what we're going to cover today.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited.
Yeah. We're hoping to like equip you guys and you guys can just learn how to be still with the Lord, even though we aren't perfect experts at that. I'm still struggling with that. And so we're just going to take our advice again and just tell you guys all about it. But first up, how has God shown you grace this week, Bailey?
I was thinking about this morning, and for me this week, I felt like I was getting in my head a lot about what I needed to get done.
Yeah.
And just getting overwhelmed and overthinking a lot. So it was kind of a time where I just needed God's grace to kind of flow over me and just like feel his presence and feel peace with him. So whenever that was happening, I would just turn to him, start talking to him, and really just kind of feel his presence in my life and know that I wasn't alone in those moments where I was overthinking and stressing about what I needed to get done and just trying to remember to kind of be still. And so that's why I'm excited to talk about this today, because I feel like it's something we can both easily talk about.
I would say the same thing. I've just been so busy these people probably listening are probably like, oh my gosh, she's just always talking about how busy she is and her to-do list. But like, that's genuinely how my brain is. Like, I'm always thinking about the next thing that I have to do. I plan out every single minute of every single day that I possibly have to a T, down to like, oh, this is when I'm going to eat lunch. This is when I'm going to do homework, this and this, just because I have so much going on. And there's not much freedom in that, and I feel like God has really just called me to be still again with him, and he's shown me grace that there's been a few days, I'm going to be honest, that I didn't necessarily open my Bible this week because I've been busy or I've been tired, or it's just even trying to find the motivation to do that, and even when you can't find the motivation to do that, you still have to power through because God is there. Like, we just talked about his love last week, and like, that just kind of shows, like, we're talking about this stuff, and we experience it, but also we go through these struggles, too. And, again, he's just kind of showed me the grace, like, just even if you aren't fully there to open the Bible and, you know, just talk to him and pray and things like that. But that's kind of been, if that makes sense. And I feel like church was really, really good. The Lord's been kind of working in my life on my heart, about some areas that I need to fix, whether that is, we can like kind of touch on this later, but maybe that's just the way that I speak to people or the way that, like I interact with people, the way that my words come out. If I, have like a heart, like, where is my heart? Where, like, the posture of my heart with the Lord? Like, I need to fully surrender my heart to the Lord so he can work in my life. And I can't just ask him for things. Like, he needs to also help me work through those things. And my life, like, with my heart changing, I'll see a difference. And, like, I'm praying, like, that he's working in my life and changing areas of my life that need to be fixed and, like, bring those areas to, like, visible, like, so I can see them and fix them, like, even if I don't realize that I have a problem in this area, like, visibly bring that to my attention so I can be aware of that and work on that. And I would say, like, my words and the way that I just interact with people is something that I'm really just focusing on.
That's good. And it kind of goes along with what we just talked about, but what is something that God has revealed to you this week?
Yeah. That's kind of just something that I talked about because we had Matthias, we just talked about, was super, super good. And he's kind of just been, we were talking about connecting with like a home church. Yeah. And I feel like working, like God's really working through that area, especially when we're going to that church. And like a lot of people have like came and brought to my attention about joining like a Lot family.
Yeah.
And for those listening, Matthias is a church nearby. It has like the biggest population of like college students in
the St. Louis, Louis area.
And it's just an amazing, they have like a service from 8:45 to 10:30-ish at night.
Yeah, and they have like a 5:30 service and then a 7:10 service. So there's three different service times and it's always filled with college students, yeah, but which is amazing.
It's just a great way to be in connection and fellowship with people your age and just seeing the Lord working through that. And I feel like God's just really calling me to get more involved in that church and meet more people from that church.
Yeah, I agree. Having that community is so important, especially being in college and having people that are also strong in their faith to kind of lean on in difficult times. And we met Jocelyn.
Yes.
She's one of our friends. And she's helped us so much just growing in our faith since we're both freshmen coming here, kind of being scared. And she's really just kind of been like our mentor almost and just helping us grow in our faith. So we're super grateful for that. And we've been meeting with her a lot. And she's listening to the podcast and just kind of helping us navigate this time.
Yeah. What about how has God revealed what has he revealed to you this week? I can't talk.
It honestly was kind of, I was going to say like what you said, just like finding that church and finding that community, having Jocelyn to help guide us, and just like staying strong in my faith through these difficult times of whenever we're stressed, overwhelmed, because we can easily get caught up in work, homework and classes. But whenever those moments happen, when I feel overwhelmed, it helps me lean on God and just grow even stronger in my relationship with him. So that's something that I've kind of noticed this week is just leaning on him more.
Yeah. And I saw this thing. I'm like in one of those like Instagram feeds where they like send you Bible verses.
Yeah.
I think it was Maddie Prue Trout. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I don't think so.
But it was just like talking about how God needs to be in every single area of your life if you want to be fully in for Jesus.
Yeah.
Whether that's with school or with your relationships or with your friendships or even just a little mundane, every little day things. Like you need to include him in every single little thing. Whether that's talking to him, trusting in his plan, just worshiping him. But yeah.
Yeah. What's like a Bible verse that's kind of stuck out to you this week that you've been thinking about a lot and just reading?
Yes. Let me see here. Do you want to go first?
I can go first. I have mine written down. Oh, so, okay. this kind of stuck out to me. It's 1 Peter 1:8. It's, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Mm. It's kind of just reminded me that he's always with me and he's always there for me, even in times of joy, difficulty, sadness. And it's just something that I've read over and over and it's helped me kind of remember of his love for us.
That's good. Yeah. While I was flipping through that, I realized I didn't need to because they made me memorize this Bible verse in like third grade when I went to church camp. But I've just been really, really thinking about, again, surrendering my heart and what areas of my life are producing fruit and what areas aren't. And so that just brings me again to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are just the fruits. Without those things, there is no law.
Yeah.
But what areas of my life have fruit? And if so, like, do I have all of those qualities right there? Mm-hmm. No, I most certainly do not. Do I have love for people all the time? No. Like there's times where like I catch myself thinking bad. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so all of these things, like I'm not all the time peaceful. I'm most definitely not all the time peaceful now that I think about it. No way. No. And so just focusing on what I can improve with that and like what lies am I believing that stop me from having those things? Like what areas of my life do I need to fix or get rid of or just completely change to start producing more joy, to start being more kind and faithful, or even patience? I struggle with patience a lot. So in order to be a good godly woman or even just a great Christian, like I need to be trying to at least have those fruits in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's a great mindset to have and like a great reminder to keep in your mind throughout the week.
Yeah.
I always love hearing like your favorite worship song at the moment.
Yes.
Because I feel like it tells a lot about kind of what you're going through.
Oh.
I mean, it does kind of reflect of like your attitude at the time mm-hmm. and what you've been kind of going through with the Lord. I can go first, but mine right now this week I've been listening to nonstop is God Did by Sons of Sunday.
I don't think I've heard of that, actually.
It's kind of just is a song talking about all the great things that God has provided for us and done for us. Mm-hmm. And I've been using it as a reminder of all the great things that I have in my life mm-hmm. and what I'm grateful for.
Yeah. And that, we can get so caught up in what's going wrong in our life.
Yeah, and we kind of overlook the goodness that he's provided for us.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. That's I highly really recommend good. Listening to it.
I would say one that's really stood out to me this past week is, even this past month, it's called Who Else? I don't know if you've heard it.
I don't think I have. Who's it by?
I mean, Gateway Worship and Abby Gamboa. You've most definitely heard of mm-hmm. her before, but it's just talking about it starts off with just like, I am an instrument of exaltation and I was born to lift the name above all names. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's just been my mindset, especially with starting this podcast. Like, again, it's not about us. It's about him. Mm-hmm. And he is worthy of all of our praise. He's the highest name. And, again, none of that credit comes back to us. Like, we don't want the spotlight on us. No matter how many streams we get on Spotify, I try not to check it.
Yeah.
Just to have that humble spirit because the number doesn't matter whenever it comes to, because like just one person who's listening who could be affected by this and mm-hmm. saved, that's all that matters. I don't care about how many people listen as long as people's lives are being changed by this.
Yeah.
And so, again, just the song just kind of gives me that mindset again, like we're doing this for his glory. Mm-hmm. And there's no one else I would rather be talking about than Jesus.
Yeah.
Because no one else is worthy.
And even though, like, we may not see it, mm-hmm. we are planting seeds in people's lives and people's hearts. And I think it's a beautiful thing to think about.
So beautiful. I love it. And it's just, this podcast is just so many answered prayers.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that a lot, but sometimes we don't necessarily see God answering prayers until we're on the other side of the Red Sea necessarily, like the other side of the sea. And so, God is answering prayers right now, no matter if we're aware of it or not.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
And so kind of getting into the main topic of today's episode, what it means to be still. So what is like your definition of being still? Like whenever someone says that to you, what do you think of?
Oh, yes. Well, I already looked up the definition, so I'm going to do one personally. When mm-hmm. I think of be still, I think of like being back in preschool, sitting on the alphabet carpet, crisscross applesauce spoon in the bowl.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to be still. You're supposed to be ready to listen. Yeah. Your body is just still.
Yeah. Whenever I think of, I mean, mine is kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Whenever I think of being still and someone says, oh, just like be still, I think of just like sitting and listening to the Lord, like sitting in silence and just trying to hear what he has to tell me and like what he wants me to do with my life.
Yeah, that's good. And I looked up the actual definition of what still means. It's kind of just like deep silence and calm, not moving or making a sound. But if we want to apply that kind of like a definition, like spiritual technically, it's to stop striving, to surrender, and to be quiet in God's presence.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what I had. But it's a call to just like surrender to God's presence.
Yeah.
It's a way of acknowledging God's character and the plans that he has for us. That's and good. That we're not in control. He's in control. Mm-hmm. And we just need to let him use us.
Yes.
And
yes, Bailey.
To kind of like stop fighting and to
stop wrestling with God.
Yeah. To seize like the striving and to let go of the need to control our lives in certain situations. Because I'm someone where I like to be in control.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, this is kind of a weird example, but I like to drive places. Like,
oh, me too.
I have to be in control.
Yeah, we're the same person. I didn't realize how much of a control freak you are, too.
And, like, I don't like to fly because I'm not in control of the plane.
I get it.
Like,
yes.
If the plane is going down, I want to be in the cockpit.
Yeah, that's good. And just, like, every single aspect of my life, I have wanted full control of until recently. There's an area of my life that God was like, you need to give this to me because there's nothing I say or do that will progress what I'm waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has really just called me to that. And if we want to apply a little bit of, like, obviously we want to apply God's word and scripture to what we're talking about, but just kind of some aspects of, again, being still is to stop striving, to surrender, be quiet, to look to the Lord and to know God. And when I think of be still, I always think of Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God.
I love that verse.
And when my life gets so busy, I need to stop and I'm like, who is my creator? Who is my savior?
Mm-hmm.
God. And I know that, but I need to stop and know that. I need to stop and realize that. I need to stop and think about, why am I worried? Like, why am I worried about how this is going to happen or who my future spouse is or this friendship problem? Mm-hmm. Why am I worried about that when I just need to stop?
He has it all planned out and in control. Yeah. And just to kind of like put it simple, it's just to trust in God, especially like being someone that likes to be in control. It's really hard to do, to put your trust in someone.
It's something I'm still really, really struggling
with. Yeah, it's a big struggle for people that need to be in control. But we just have to find refuge in God and let go of our worries.
And we say this, but it's so much easier said than done because we still want to have full control over it. Like, something that we have that we're holding so closely onto, it even has like claw marks from our hands because we're still wrestling with it and we aren't fully giving it to God. But I think it's just something that we need to constantly be praying about and consciously like thinking about how you'll know a sense of peace. You'll have like a weird, undescribable peace when something is surrendered to God because you realize like he's in full control.
Mm-hmm.
His plan, like, there's nothing we can do to change his plan. And he has it all mapped out. Like, I don't need my planner to know when I'm going to get married or what my future job is going to be. Like, I don't need to know that because God knows that. And he knows when we're ready. And that's why, like, a few episodes down the road, we're going to talk about, like, how to wait on God.
Yeah.
But all of that comes with being still first.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to hear from God to know, too. And how are you supposed to hear from God when you're always doing something?
Yeah, and then we're also both people that like to have a solid plan.
Yes.
Have our planner.
With this podcast?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Bailey, we need to sit down and plan out the next 5 years of this podcast. Like,
and we just have to remember that God has his own little planner, like writing out our future.
Yeah.
And
he's in charge of all time. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he always knows what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm. And one of my, I probably talked about I can't talk. I'm sorry, guys. My favorite Bible verse. I probably talked about it every single episode so far, but it's just Psalm 23. It's talking about how he has good plans. But when we're talking about this, it brings me to Psalm 23 verse 2, and it's just talking about how he lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me by still waters. Mm-hmm. Like,
I love that.
Waters of rest. Like, we can rest in him. We can find peace in him. And I don't like to rest. I like to always have something going on, because if not, I feel like I'm insufficient.
I'm exactly the same
way. Or I'm not good enough if I am not constantly crossing things off my to-do list.
Yeah.
And so, because there's always got to be something to do, right? Like, there's no way I can have time to rest. And so that's something and that just brings a whole nother level of anxiety and just being so, like, I don't even know the word, just not in full, I don't know, when you're sitting there and you're like, I have to be doing something.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be. Like, you can just sit there and rest in God's presence because he wants that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget that rest is important, and that's a huge thing. What was kind of a time where you needed to be still with the Lord? A specific time? Because I feel like that can kind of speak to our listeners and kind of help them. And
I've thought about this a lot, but I'm trying to find. I wrote this down.
I feel like our answer is going to be the same.
It is, but I'm trying to not have it be the same, but it's... When making a huge decision, that's something I really need to be still with.
Mm-hmm.
Deciding on a college.
Yeah.
That we've talked about it. We're probably going to have an episode about it because it was such a crazy time in our lives.
Yeah.
And I, again, had my mind set on going to Mizzou. And I didn't feel a good peace about going there. And I visited Lindenwood and I felt that peace. But also, like, I was like, is that just me or is God speaking to me? Like, you know, kind of questioning.
Yeah, like overthinking.
So, yeah. I spent many months of my senior year just sitting there meditating on the word, like seeking advice from other people. And most importantly, just trying to hear from God, like what college I should go to and what career. And is this okay? And like, I even had moments where I wasn't sure if, like, college was right for me right now just because I was so anxious about it. And so I just really had to step back and, like, be still and rest in God's presence and knowing that he has everything figured out for me. And, like, looking back on it, it just makes me so thankful that God really does have my back almost. Like, he knows what's best for me, and that's what I'm doing right now. Like, I wouldn't be here because... if I didn't trust in God's plan, because...
Yeah, we wouldn't be here doing this podcast right now.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for his plan that he had written out for us.
Yeah. And right now, like, I've kind of touched on it, but, like, just the season that I'm in, I'm going through some things, and, like, I realize I don't have full control over stuff, and, like, that's really, really bothering me, because I want to sit there and be like, oh, I'm ready, God, and God's like, you aren't ready. You aren't ready for this. Like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand why, God, but when I, like, sit there and I find myself questioning God and his motives and how much he loves me, I have to just stop and be still and talk to him and not necessarily even request my desires or what I want from God, but to just sit there and tell him how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, I'm questioning this. I'm questioning why this is happening. Like, I don't understand, but... I have to sit there and just rest in his presence in the stillness. And, like, at Matthias the other night, I felt God's presence, and he was just kind of reassuring me that he has all things worked out.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just like a warm hug from God when you're just
when you feel that, that peace kind of go over you. And then for me, like, whenever a time I needed to be still was exactly the same as what Anna was saying, but making a big decision on where you're going to go to college, because it kind of predicts, not predicts, but maps out what you're going to be doing,
what your life is going to look like,
because maybe I'm going to stay in St. Charles, or maybe I'm going to, who knows where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the scary part, just kind of overthinking, like, is this what I want? Mm-hmm. Is this what I want to do? Like, am I going to be too far from home? And it was just like thoughts of
doubt
and just back and forth in my mind. But yeah, I just would have to stop and remember that if it's not right, then I wouldn't have the desire in my heart.
Yeah.
And I feel like my desire was to come here, and I felt peace with coming here. So yeah, that's kind of how I knew it was what God had planned out for me, is whenever you feel that peace and that desire, because God would not put a desire in your heart if it wasn't right for you. And so that's kind of what that was a time where I needed to be still, was just sit and hear from him, pray to him, and just tell him all of my worries, because, I mean, he knows all of our worries that go through our head at every time, but just to say them out loud to him will make us feel so much better about
it really does.
What we're doing with our life.
Because he already knows those, mm-hmm. but just sharing those, because you can't necessarily be like, you can't tell every single like, I don't know if you have like a designated person that you tell every single worry to, which you probably don't, because
yeah,
we don't like to tell people our innermost, deepest, darkest thoughts,
mm-hmm.
but God knows those. And like, it's so nice just knowing that he does know those. And sitting here when we are talking about like college and like a year ago, how scared we were,
yeah,
and like sitting back here, like, I'm just so thankful. And mm-hmm. like, I just want to praise God for everything that he's done this past year, no matter if it was the deepest valley or if it's the highest mountain. So yeah. And like, what exactly does stillness, people are probably like, okay, Anna and Bailey, like, you keep talking about the stillness, but what exactly does that look like in our lives?
I think for me, it's just to sit and talk to him,
yeah,
and not have any worry going through your head.
Yeah.
And just to kind of have that designated time in your day to worship God, mm-hmm. and hear from him.
Do you have like a certain, not like schedule, but like a certain thing that you do?
Yeah, so typically every day, mm-hmm. I'm driving somewhere, going somewhere, yeah, doesn't matter where, but as soon as I get into my car, I sit in my car, say a prayer, and just talk to him.
I love that.
And I don't know why I chose that specific time to do it, but it's kind of like a place where there's no distractions.
That's good.
Is in my car. And then after I'm like done praying to him, talking to him, I turn on worship music.
I might have to take that and apply it to my life genuinely, because I'm someone who always has to have like music or something playing. And then I'm like, okay, why am I not hearing from God? Mm-hmm. Oh, because there's no silence, Anna. Because you're always trying to consume your whole entire life with things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I highly recommend it. Just like sitting in your car before you drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where there's no distractions for me anyway. Yeah.
That's good. For me, mine would be like, I like to put my phone on D&D, like do not disturb, mm-hmm. because sometimes you just get all those notifications and you get distracted. And I like to sit in a quiet room. I try to have quiet time with the Lord in the mornings before I start with my day, mm-hmm. because I feel better. Like, I feel like my heart's in the right place. I put on that armor of God every single morning before I go out into a world that could potentially, you know, make me like shoot dagger. Not like shoot. I can't find the words today, but like
bring potentially negativity.
Threaten my faith. usually I like to do that. It's kind of hard when I have a roommate, so shout out to Kylie. I typically do it when she's sleeping, and so that's why I try to get up early, make a little coffee, and just make it, like, a thing. But it's not even necessarily, like, being in scripture, but it's just praying and talking to him. Mm-hmm. And I realize, like, you can't necessarily, like, it's a prayer posture. If we want to hear from God, we have to be still and listen. We can't hear from God if we're always doing things. And with communication, like, we're going to take, here we are going to put a little communication with our degree in it. You can't have a conversation if you're always talking.
Yeah.
Like, part communication is also listening. And if we're always talking to God, if we're, like, yeah, it's good to always be talking to him, but we also have to sit there and just listen
mm-hmm.
to what he has to say.
Yeah.
Whether that's actually hearing from him or, like, through scripture, too. But also I realize with stillness, it's not just necessarily a moment, like, in our everyday lives where we're like, oh, I open my Bible and I talk to God. Like, it's not just that. It could be months
mm-hmm.
of trusting in his plan and hearing what he has.
Yeah. And whenever we think of being still, how does that kind of change our lives? Like, how does that change our attitude?
Mm-hmm. I would just say we won't feel the need to always be in control of mm-hmm. things.
And have everything planned yeah. out.
Just to, like, make a habit to force things out of surrender into his hands. It's important to, like, spend time with God. That's one of the first things you should do. But I genuinely feel a difference in my life. I'm still really, really bad at it. But I'm not as much of a control freak as I used to be. Maybe a month ago, 6 months ago before I went to college, like, because I've had some things where I'm like, God just called me to put, again, in his hands. And my life, genuinely, I am not 100% a control freak anymore, if that makes sense, which is hard to say. But you'll notice a difference when you start praying and asking him for help with making important decisions or even just talking to him more. And realizing yeah. that you don't need to fill your schedule with everything.
Yeah, I've noticed in my life, no matter, like, what the issue is or, like, the decision I need to make, could be big or small, I've noticed myself, I would be worrying about it, and then I'd stop mm-hmm. and be like, oh, well, it's in God's hands.
Yeah.
Like, and then I feel peace, and I'm not worrying about it anymore.
Yeah, because my mom, there's something. She asked me a few weeks ago, she was like, you aren't worried at all about this. And I was like, no, I feel, like, at peace about it.
That's good.
Like, I feel this weird peace from God. And I'm just trusting that whatever happens, like, it's all God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you know that yeah. you fully surrendered something and that you're being still.
I love that your mom noticed that. That's just, like, mm-hmm. a proof of
yeah.
how close we are to the Lord and how you are with the Lord.
Yeah. And kind of just talking about, again, we kind of talked about our own seasons of life that we were still, but, like, what are particular seasons of life that you think where stillness is strongly needed?
I mean, the simple answer is just, like, your future.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, especially our age, worry about their future.
Yeah.
And when, like, what do you want to do when you grow up? Like, what's your major? Where do you want to go to school? Are you going to do 4 years or are you going to go to graduate school? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many factors that play into this season of life. And I feel like that's one major time when we need to be still.
Yeah, when making a decision.
Mm-hmm. Any decision, big or small.
Yeah, yeah. I would say when you notice that you need to hear from God, like, you can, there's times where you're like, I need God's advice from this, and you need to hear from him, and so, like, you really need to be still to hear that. When you notice that you haven't spent time with God, because I was talking to you about this yesterday, I think, just talking about how I've been so busy, and maybe I haven't opened my Bible in 2 days, mm-hmm. and so you notice a difference. Like, you can kind of, people can see that sometimes, but also you just notice a difference in the way that you interact with people and the thoughts that you have and your actions. Like, you know when you have spent time with the Lord and when you haven't. You feel different when yeah. When you've been in the Lord's presence and when you genuinely need it. And so that's another time. Another thing is just, again, when you feel frazzled and feel like things are spiraling and trying to do things on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have those moments probably at least once a week where I'm like, oh, no, I have so much to do. I don't know what to do.
And you kind of feel like you're doing it alone.
Yeah, you feel but like you are doing it alone. That's
you're
good.
Not.
Yeah.
You're not doing it alone.
You're not doing it alone because you have God there.
Mm-hmm. And you can lean on him.
That's good. But those are kind of some seasons of life. Not necessarily seasons of life, but just moments.
And like circumstances when we need to be still.
But there are seasons that we have to be still. And we don't know if those are months, weeks, months, years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think it's just like we need to like bring awareness or like normalize. Like, it's okay if you're still trying to hear from the Lord's presence about something that happened months ago or years mm-hmm. ago, potentially, you know?
Yeah, or when we have those moments when we're like, why did this happen? And then it led to this. Like, what we often question certain moments that's happened in our lives, and it's not always going to be revealed to us right away.
Yeah. And sometimes when someone, like, asks about something and it's like, oh, I'm trying to hear from the Lord, or I'm trying to be still with what God has for me, this kind of just brings me to, like, talking about people don't necessarily understand that, especially mm-hmm. if they aren't believers of Christ. But the pace of this world is so fast, and it's so, you need to accomplish this. You need to be a girl boss. You need to be on top mm-hmm. of all of these things. And being still in the Lord actually goes against what culture says.
Yeah. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Because we kind of get in our head about it too when we hear it from other people.
Yeah. So I think if you get anything from this podcast, I'm getting something from it, obviously, but also like I'm hoping these listeners, like people who are listening, like it's okay to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Push away that to-do list for a few minutes and just spend time with the Lord.
Yeah. Don't feel like you have to have every little thing, every little aspect of your life planned out, because you're not the writer of your story.
Yeah.
It's God.
That's good. That's so good. And I don't really have much. Why do we need to be still? That's my last question.
Yeah,
why?
I feel like we already kind of answered that.
So we can listen and hear from him.
Yeah, and just put our worries in his hands.
Yeah.
And not feel stressed all the time. Because, like I said, he's the one that has everything planned out.
Yeah, he is our maker. He's the maker of the universe. And why wouldn't he know what's best for us?
Mm-hmm.
He created us, so he knows. He knows the innermost desires of our heart. And that's why he has everything all mapped out for us. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful for that.
Yeah. And we hope that this episode kind of helped you understand what it meant to be still and kind of helped you just feel less stressed about anything you might have been going through, whether it's work, school, or just life in general. We kind of wanted to do this to help people remember that he has everything planned out for us, and we need to stop figuring everything out ourselves and put it in his hands.
It's kind of just like a good reminder for us, too.
Yeah.
Because we need that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some exciting things. We keep saying this, but, like, trust, guys. We have some exciting things. We're still trying to get Apple Podcasts to, like, cooperate with us. I don't know what's happening, but right now it's still going to continue being on Spotify. This will come out. I hope you guys are listening on, like, a nice little Monday morning on your drive to work. Mm-hmm.
And that you take this and use it throughout your week.
Yes, yes. Again, thank you so much for listening to Grace and the Grind. This is Anna Entz.
And this is Bailey Cruzy.
And have a great rest of your week, guys.